Good morning, everyone.
Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you we can gather in your name, and we thank you for your precious living word and the all-inclusiveness of it. We thank you for the gift of these psalms on Saturday morning, that we can see a very short portion of your word, and yet it always can speak to us in such a beautiful way. And so may we hear from you this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 62 today, we continue on through the same theme that David has had in the last number of psalms, and he's under tremendous pressure. This particular one doesn't have any thing in the title or anything to point to Absalom's rebellion or being chased by Saul or whatever. But that's good as well, because we get these situations. Sometimes we think, well, how similar is my situation with Absalom's revolt? Well, it's not very similar. I haven't had any children trying to kill me and take over from me, you know. Well, here we got a situation, we aren't told what it is. So when you have a similar situation like this, where you got, seems like the enemies of God coming down on you in such a big way, this is a good one to remember, right? So as we read it, its title says, A Calm Resolve to Wait for the Salvation of God. Verse 1 says, Truly my soul silently waits for God. So I thought we would sing this old Maranatha song here. I waited for the Lord on high. I waited and he heard my cry. So let's sing along if you would.
I waited for the Lord.
Psalm 62, verse 1, Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not yet set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. This psalm is often referred to as the only psalm, the O-N-L-Y, the only psalm, because the Hebrew word ak is used six times in this psalm. The first word is that. It's translated truly in my Bible, but it could be only, or it could be verily, if you like verily better. So it's truly my soul waits, or only my soul waits for God. Now again, you'll see waits there is been inserted by the translators. Really what that reads is, my soul silent to God. My soul silent to God. We think in terms of waits, that's a good term, and we can relate to that, so there's nothing wrong with the translation, but truly my soul, or only my soul, waits for God. Who is your soul waiting on? Then he acknowledges, from him comes my salvation. Do you have salvation anyplace else? Are you pursuing some other things with a lot of fervor that amount to absolutely nothing? From him comes my salvation. And again, here's an only. He only is my rock and my salvation. How many gods do you have on your list?
Well, he's number one.
Well, this doesn't say he's number one of 100. It says he only. He only. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Now, we're going to have a progression. We're going to have this repeated again in verse 6. And he's going to come out of there. Instead of, I shall not be greatly moved, he just says, I shall not be moved. He's getting stronger. Verse 3, how long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you. Now, there's some question, is that you referring to the attackers, or is it referring to the one being attacked? And you can look at it either way. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only, it sounds like the attackers, consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Now, the last two lines, make a special note of that as it might apply to you, as it applies to me. Blessing with your mouth, but inwardly cursing. I think that's something that's seen pretty frequently in the body of Christ, really. Oh, everybody loves everybody, right? On the outside. Verse 5, my soul, again, repeat, wait silently for God only, or for God alone. Again, his mind goes to the enemy, it seems to me, but now it comes right back again to God. And that is such a good thing to remember. Because usually what happens, we start off with our prayer, and then we go into our pity party, and we never come out of it. We're still pitying ourselves. Oh, I'm going through such a terrible time. Oh, it's such a terrible time. Well, get back to God. My soul waits silently for God only, for my expectation or hope, my hope is from Him. Well, I know that. Why do I have to read that? Because most of the time I don't follow that. I look at other places. My expectation is from Him. He only, again, only. He only is my rock and my salvation. It's just a kind of a one-themed psalm here, isn't it? It's all about God. Isn't that good? I think it's great. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I repeated what he had in verse 2. Now this time he comes back with, I shall not be moved. He started out, I'm not going to be moved much. Now he's going to say, I'm not going to be moved at all. How about you? Are you still hanging on to this section of 3 and 4 here where people are attacking you and this and that and all the other stuff going on in your life? And, oh, you know, it's just so hard and so tough. And, you know, I've got it worse than anybody's ever had it in all the history of mankind. And I'm the only one that's really going through all this stuff. Well, he goes right back again to waiting silently for God alone. How good are you at waiting? I don't come out very well on waiting. Oh, yeah, I waited at least 10 seconds, I think it was, or maybe 15 the other day, but just waiting quietly in the presence of God, especially with the Bible in front of you. Oh, that is good. Now he goes back to it again in verse 7. In God is my salvation. Now he adds glory. I love that. In God is my salvation, which he said. But now he asks, adds my glory. Is he your glory? He is a rock of my strength. What a beautiful picture there. And my refuge. So now he is, verse 7, he's talking about salvation, glory, rock of strength, and refuge. It's a pretty good list of attributes there, isn't it? And now he reminds us in verse 8, trust in him what? At all times, you people. Now, why do we need to be reminded of that all the time? I just wonder why. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before all your neighbors and before your friends. Did you write this? I wrote it. Actually, I wrote this one. Pour out your heart before him. You know, when you get done with that, you don't have much to complain about, do you? All of a sudden you go, wow, man, am I blessed. Rather than, nobody's ever gone through what I'm going through. In a negative sense, it's like, nobody's ever been blessed the way I've been blessed. That's what happens when we start to get our eyes on him, isn't it? Now back to only again, or surely. Verse 9, only men of low degree are a vapor, men of high degree are a lie, if they're weighed on the scales. They're altogether lighter than vapor. You know, it's hard to get lighter than vapor, right? But that's so true, isn't it? Just think of some of the huffers and the puffers going on right now in as world leaders or as leaders in our government and so forth, and just pumping out one nothingness after a nothingness. Verse 10. Do not trust in oppression. Now, don't fall into doing the same thing these enemies are doing against you. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Ooh. I think that's a verse that this nation has really gone to seed on. We've been given so much, and all we do is complain. I don't know how many $100 a month from the government, but I still need more. I still need more. I don't get it. I can't even afford a new, you know, a new car every week, you know, or whatever. When's my next COVID relief check coming, right? Isn't that sad? I read the other day our national debt now is over $31 trillion. That number is so big you can't even imagine. I believe last year I heard they were printing $1 million a second all year long. Why do you think inflation is where it is? There's too many more dollars out there, right? The values haven't changed. Well, in a way, some of them gone down, but the number of dollars have increased dramatically. But if riches increase, do not set your heart on them. And now we close. Verse 11, God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this. I prefer a translation on that as God has spoken once. These two times I have heard this. These two times. One is that power belongs to God, and the other that mercy belongs to God. I believe he's primarily talking about Mount Sinai here when he's talking about God has spoken once. And I don't know that the people heard that same thing twice. Some of the things have been given more than once. But here he's referring now, I believe, to they've heard this. What is the this? That power belongs to God. Number two, also to you, O Lord, belongs what?
Mercy. Just think of how different that is from any other source of power. All other sources of power in the world, let's say man's power, there's no mercy there. The opposite of mercy there. There's control there. There's, you know, I want to finish you off, right? I mean, I want more power. I want more of your money. I want more of your control. But here, our God has the power, but we're reminded he has mercy. He has mercy. Although also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. And then the positive close, for you render, or you reward, if you like that word better, for you reward to each one according to his work. We'll all be held accountable for what we do, what we are. So a beautiful psalm, isn't it? Father, we thank you for how provocative these clear, simple, I say simple in construct anyway, verses are, and speak so personally to us and certainly to me. And Lord, how I need that, reminding over and over and over and over again. Lord, guide us in this time of prayer, Lord. Help us to be mindful why we're here. Are we here to pray to you? Are we here to tell everybody everything in the world that's going on? I don't think so. I think we're here to talk to you, to pray to you, as we're led by the Spirit. And Lord, I pray that we would also be sensitive to others here in this room. There's not just one or two people in this room that are the only ones that know how to pray. All of us are the same, Lord, so we got about a half hour, maybe a little longer, and so had about a dozen people here, and so if we do any division at all, we figure how many minutes should I be praying, and whatever you lead, Holy Spirit, will be the right thing. But help us to follow your lead. Lead us now, I pray in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Well, we kind of come to the end of the hour here. I find it very amazing today, as I was trying to point out the importance of waiting silently on the Lord, and I think we've prompted more action prayers here than we've had ever before. But that's good. Remember this verse, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. We need to remember who is the initiator and who is the responder. He's always the initiator. We should never be the initiator. But we should be the responders, right? As we have, a lot of us have prayed for this morning. And he's looking for faithfulness in us, I believe. You know, the Church of Philadelphia, the greatest church of the seven, what has the Lord said? Oh, through you, we're going to do great and mighty things. We're going to turn this world around. He says, you will have a little strength. You will have a little strength. We can stand for what is right. We can stand for what is right. The other thing, our relationship with God is nothing can come against that. And we're giving the enemy way too much credit, in my opinion. If we would be proclaiming the glories of God to the same degree that we come against the evil in the world, I think we would have a much stronger message, right? I mean, why should we even say, have you heard this? Well, what do you expect? We say, get out of here, God, and he takes his protection away from us, and we have the evil going up on all sides, and we say, God, protect us, protect us. And we've said, get out of our lives. We closed last week the same thing, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we will turn from our wicked ways, then I will heal your land. It's not a mystery. So all we can do is what we can do. But we can do that, right? As we end here today, we came back to this one phrase in Psalm several times. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In him is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. So we're going to sing a new hymn here. It's the same. It's a little bit older than this nation. So that puts it in a little bit in perspective here. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Augustus Toplady, who lived 1740 to 1778. Let's sing along.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from
here again. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, may we wait on you silently. And may we respond when your spirit moves in our heart. All for eyes on you and not on us, Lord. Guide each one because they're here. Thank you. We know where we're going. The date isn't very important compared to the destination. And our hearts grieve for all of those who are headed happily to hell and have no intention of changing. We know you want none to be lost, but all to come to repentance. But you will not force us against our will. Oh, Lord, I don't know how to pray. I guess like send the bumblebees, make them want to flee to your arms, Lord.
We know eyes will be opened today on some level. And help us to be faithful in praying for what you would have us to pray for. And we thank you and we praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.